Thursday, December 8th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The soybean market didn't care for President-elect Trump's pick for EPA head because of his affinity for the RFS and biofuel. The Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt is staunchly big oil. The current EPA increased the corn ethanol mandate to 15 billion gallons in the original RFS law. It also increased the biodiesel mandate 100 million to 2.1 billion gallons. That was not all that material and was expected. What caught the soy oil market by surprise was the much larger increase in advanced biofuels mandate set by EPA. Biodiesel qualifies as an advanced biofuel, so that was much more important to the biodiesel industry than the specific biodiesel mandate. The soy oil market soared on that news. The dollar gallon blender's credit is not going to happen this time. I don't know that it is a surprise, but Congress is going to get much stingier with credits and subsidies, except, of course, if they're going to big oil. Likely the only way there will be a biofuels tax credit is if it becomes a producer's credit rather than a blender's credit. That is what Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley has advocated. There's also an America First change in attitude, and the blender's credit went to imported biodiesel, same as ours. By changing it to producer's credit, only domestic biodiesel qualifies. I have no problem with that. The problem may be that Mr. Pruitt will revise the advanced biofuel mandate lower, or see to it that it doesn't grow. This guy will have to decide between two masters. He has worked tirelessly for big oil, but his new boss says that he is pro-RFS. We can assume that he knows who his boss is, but I frankly trust our president on the RFS less than the Branstads do, and I would not trust Pruitt at all. Growth Energy says that he will carry out the president's pro-RFS stance. Frankly, I have no such confidence. I don't think his spots will change from knowing where he came from as part of the big oil special interest. RINs are the enforcement mechanism for the RFS, and Pruitt has been a sharp critic of them. He is in the Carl Icahn CHS Petroleum camp that hates RINs and wants to portray the RIN market as rigged and a systemic threat to the petroleum market. I will explain this in more detail in a future report. They can leave the RFS where it is at, and it will mean nothing if they can destroy the enforcement mechanisms. If they can't kill the RFS with a frontal assault, they'll flank it. I fear that Pruitt will be the fifth column to open the gate for ethanol enemies to come through. I believe that Pruitt will do whatever he can to limit the access of ethanol to the market by not approving higher blends and use of other EPA ways and means to strengthen the blend wall. Ethanol is octane, so the EPA higher mileage regulations are pro-ethanol because the high compression engines needed to achieve the mileage goals will need more octane, and ethanol is the cheapest octane on the market today. If Pruitt relaxes the fleet mileage requirements, he damages future ethanol demand. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. EPA has been biased to the left of science, and Pruitt is likely to swing the agency completely in the other direction so that it is biased to the right of science. He has promoted big oil stance on climate change too. Believe me, big oil is celebrating today, thinking that they have an ally now as head of the EPA. That said, Scott Pruitt will end WOTUS and stomp all the cockamamie crazy efforts by EPA to stick their nose where it doesn't belong into agriculture. The water coming from tile drainage will not be regulated or taxed as the Des Moines Water Works prefers, nor will the dust from combines or the flatulence from cows. They're not going to tell us how much fertilizer and pesticides to apply. We have qualified agronomists for that. We also have skilled animal scientists that know how to operate CAFOs without the pile of EPA paperwork signifying nothing that is required. EPA had no idea how to communicate with the rural population, mistaking activists for experts and voters. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley would invite the EPA head to Iowa, trying to connect, but it never really happened because she worked for the White House and they didn't care what we thought, having their own agenda. Pruitt is the result of that disconnect. He will be one of the busiest new administrators in Washington. I believe that farmers are the best conservationists in the country. This next year will be my 44th growing season, and over that time, the improvement in conservation practices that I have seen in all aspects of production agriculture, crop and livestock production, have been phenomenal. Instead of kudos, we get the ICCI. They get Pruitt. The ag sector seems to think that the risk to the RFS is worth it. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal, Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.